another dimension.
No way!
A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa!
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
The boys are back in town.
never see a doctor, I would sit there with my first aid kit and bleed. I wanna be the power ballad that lifts you up and holds you down. I wanna be the broken love song that feeds your misery. And I can wish all that I want, but it won't bring us together. Plus I know whatever happens to me, I know it's for the better.
Hello, Medford.
Hey, Medford. What's up?
How's it going? It's your favorite granola girls.
Yeah.
Back at it again. The boys.
The boys are back in town. You could say.
You could say that. So that is why we played that first song, The Boys Are Back in Town, by Thin Lizzy. You've heard it. You know it.
We just thought
it was applicable to today's show.
Yeah, it's really appropriate because the boys are back in town. But more importantly, the boys are back on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
That is so right, Georgia.
At a brand new time.
Yes, ma'am.
Every week now.
Tuesdays, 2 to 3 p.m. Tune in if you want.
It's going to be so fun. Tuesday with a 2. Because it's 2 p.m. also.
Oh, okay. I really did not get that, but that's really clever. We also just played Waiting Room by Phoebe Bridgers, which is probably my favorite song right now. And if we're going with the theme of like new beginnings, like starting again, the boys are back in town, some would say, you know, I just really like how Phoebe keeps saying it's for the better, you know? So yeah. I think things that happen, sometimes they're for the better. New starts are for the better.
It is for the better.
So we're just going to play some more tunes.
We are.
What's up next, Georgia?
So up next, we have a couplet that is unexpected, but I feel like actually kind of goes well together. We actually each added one of these songs kind of randomly, but like we have...
We're just so in sync, Georgia.
Oh my God. Honestly, we're just star sisters.
True.
So we have We're Gonna Be Friends by the White Stripes, but followed by the new great hit 2021 by Vampire Weekend.
So good. Like, we will talk about it.
We will talk about it.
So good. And a little preface to We're Gonna Be Friends. I added this because every day on the first day of school in middle school, we would sing this song as a whole middle school.
That's so cute.
So, New Beginnings, We Are Gonna Be Friends by The White Stripes.
Fall is here. Walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball. Back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. Side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Matter of
point.
2021 by Vampire Weekend.
So good. So me and Georgia were just discussing off air. I was just asking her which song out of the new, I guess, would you call it an EP? I don't know. The new, like, singles? It's really
like
not
a,
an
it's
EP.
Like a single, it's like an A-side, B-side.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of situation. We were just talking about, like, which one we like better. Georgia, please share your thoughts.
So, I don't, if some people might know this, I actually wrote a review, a brief review of this new Vampire Weekend single. I've been a Vampire Weekend fan since, probably... freshman year
forever
yeah,
since
no,
you popped
since
out
I,
of the
since
womb
I was born I've been a Vampire Weekend fan.
I mean,
but,
me too.
So I wrote a little brief review about the 2021 and its accompaniment, Harmony Hall, and I feel like, you know, Harmony Hall is like pretty long, it's like 5.5 minutes, mm-hmm. but 2021 is just like a little over a minute and a half,
right?
And I feel like Harmony Hall has like a definite callback to like past Vampire Weekend.
Yeah,
like, I feel like the little guitar, the little piano instrumental bit in the middle,
right? I agree. Yeah. And I feel like both, I felt that way about both songs.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like the callbacks in Harmony Hall are more obvious just because of the line, like, I don't want to live like this, but I don't want to die. The
yeah.
most iconic line of all time. So amazing.
I almost put Finger back on this playlist too,
but
I was like, too soon.
It's you're right, next
much.
Time don't worry
next
guys
time.
But yeah, I overall enjoyed both songs. I have to say I'm a fake fan and liked Harmony Hall better. Sorry to say it, I know I'm basic, but I enjoy both of them.
Yeah,
very
I think
much.
I think I definitely enjoy both of them. I listened to like the pair of them like on repeat, like mm-hmm. the entire day. Like,
yeah,
I woke up at 8 a.m. because
they
I was
definitely
like,
work
oh,
really well together.
Today.
Yeah, just thank God that Vampire Weekend is putting out new music.
2019.
Like, it's about time.
It's about time.
Like, my eighth grade self is so happy right now, and my current self.
Yeah,
just happy all around. Georgia, what's our next song?
So our next song, we kind of went into this new installation of Granola Girls for the spring
mm-hmm.
with this vibe of like new beginnings, like new starts. We kind of talked about this earlier. So,
you know, the new Vampire Weekend
new
music,
Vampire
just
Weekend,
new things.
We're going to be friends, like a fresh
right.
start to the school
exactly.
year. So this next song is by a band that I play way too much, probably on the air, but I love them so much. I'm not even going to apologize
They're
for
good.
It.
Don't apologize.
It's an Arlie song. Arlie being the band that I love, and the song is Water Damage, which is kind of about like realizing something that you've been missing. I mean, it's about dropping your phone in water and breaking it.
Happens to the best of us.
You kind of don't think about it because there's like some deep stuff that he talks about. You know, you've been in a coma and you're just now waking up because you've been like trapped by electronics.
Wow.
Anyway, that's the next song.
So we're gonna play it. Please enjoy.
Cute stuff, yeah.
When you jumped into the pool, and even in the freezing water, it was hard to keep you cool. Thank you.
To cut through red tape with fingernails that shine like jewels.
So again, that was Short Skirt, Long Jacket by Cake. I love that song personally. I added it because it just, I don't know, it just reminds me of like who I want to be. I want to be a short, a girl. I want to be a short skirt. I am a short girl, actually. I'm 5'3". I want to be a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket. You know, I want to be touring the facilities and picking up slack. Anyway, that's why I added that one. Georgia, what's up next?
So up next we have, a song from a movie that we just watched recently.
Which one?
April Comes She Will by Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, amazing song.
From The Graduate. It was a very strange movie.
Yeah, like, we had mixed reviews of that movie.
It's one of those things, you know, everyone's heard about The Graduate. It's like, Miss Robinson, you're trying to seduce me. You're oh, iconic. But like, you watch it, it
was and then you're like, really?
Very strange.
Yeah.
There were some really interesting artistic choices with editing and stuff. Can you tell that I love movies? But it was just like very not what I expected.
Yeah, I agree. It wasn't my favorite movie that I've ever seen. The ending, did it make sense? No. And I didn't really understand like the broader purpose for making it not make sense.
Yeah.
I was just confused.
If you're hearing this and you think the movie does make sense,
please call in. Let us know your thoughts.
Call in and let us know. Yeah, particularly if you're not a man, because I feel like men trying to explain movies to women is a little bit
a little. I love us discussing this movie like we have a hot take on it when it came out. What, like,
this,
40?
In the 70s.
How many years ago was that?
In the 70s.
40
so
years ago.
40 years ago.
Yeah, okay. I can do math. In the 40s. I'm dumb, but I'm not that dumb.
You're not dumb, Sarah.
Oh, thanks. There's guys, no, call in if you don't think I'm dumb.
No self-deprecation on air ever.
Thanks. Wow, that's
never
so kind.
On this show. Okay, so
yep, we're going to
we're just
going to
play the song
now. Yep.
Yep.
Come she will, when streams are ripe and swelled with rain. May she will stay, resting in my arms again. Christmas walk, she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn blow chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
Take a pro blush. She got grab. take her home. With her appetite, she'll lay you on the throne. She got Betty Davis eyes. She'll take a tumble on you, roll you like you were dice, until you come out blue. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you off your feet with the crumbs she throws you. She's ferocious and she knows just what it takes to make it pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make it pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll unease you just to please you. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you. She knows ya. She's got Betty Davis.
Okay, that was Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes. Doesn't quite fit the theme of like new beginnings, but I just enjoy it. It's simply a bop, so we wanted to split up the theme with some bops.
Yeah. So right now we're just going to take a quick break from the bops and bangers, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm going to share with you guys a little PSA straight from WMFO.
Woo!
And I feel like I selected this piece of text to read because... It is a gorgeous day outside. I am so happy.
Can we talk about that for a second? I know everyone's talking about it. I know you've seen it on every Snapchat story today.
Like the sun being out.
It's so nice.
As someone who has never experienced a winter quite this wintry.
Same.
Hashtag West.
Hashtag
West of America.
West of the Mississippi. Western Kids by Hippocampus.
That's just us. It's very refreshing to have this nice little like fake spring.
It's also like... a little concerning. Like, I feel like it's not good that it's this warm in February, but I'm enjoying it.
I don't know if you guys all binged the new series of unfortunate events on Netflix. Sorry, this is related, I swear.
Okay.
If you binged it, you know, like fall spring, they have like a fall spring queen. It's like the first thaw and you think it's spring and then it goes back to winter again. Anyway, that's what we're doing. We're fall springing right
can't
now.
Can't relate, but I'm glad.
It's a very good series. Patrick Harris did an amazing job, but I'm going to read PSA right now. So, walking is good exercise, PSA. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults.
That is so true.
It is true. And did you know that in urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation? Oh,
exactly. We love Mother Earth.
Saving the Earth. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge.
No way. It is. I love Harvard Square.
A distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult.
Oh my goodness.
Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike.
Exactly. You can't see it, but I'm snapping right now. Snaps of solidarity.
A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you so much for that really important message, Georgia.
I think it's very important, and I think it's a beautiful, beautiful day to... Yeah. Beautiful fall spring day to take a walk.
Amazing. So, up next, we have... another song.
We have some Fleetwood Mac in here for you Fleetwood Mac
yeah,
heads.
Yeah, we do.
There's a lot of Fleetwood Mac heads on Tough Campus.
Yes, and I am one of them. I'll admit it. I love Fleetwood Mac. This song is Never Going Back Again, I'm pretty sure. Yep. I think this one really fits with the theme of just like new beginnings, never going back again.
Never going back
again.
As
Fleetwood Mac said.
Yep.
So please enjoy.
Yeah.
So that, again, was Through With Being Cool by Devo. Georgia has some thoughts on this song.
So last night I kind of went into this like spiral because I love Devo so much. And I kind of went into this spiral they're so good. And I like listened to this song and I was like, dang, this album's good. And I just like listened to this album like 3 times through. And I was like, why are people still sleeping on Devo?
Devo's so underrated. So I know good. That we're like 30 years late. To the Devo train, but they're good.
They're so good. I actually, this is like story time. I got my first job because of Devo, kind of in, like indirectly. I went to this exhibit about kind of like Devo, but also like Mark Mothersbaugh, like as an artist, like this like exhibit at the Contemporary Museum back home in Austin. And I was like, this is the tightest exhibit I've ever been to. It was so cool. It was so informative.
Georgia's indie and alternative.
I'm so indie.
And she likes art, if you couldn't tell. She likes movies.
I'm a dual degree student, guys. Yep. Sorry. This is just me flexing on how indie I am.
Yep. Thank you, Georgia. Thank you for that.
But then I applied to work at the museum, and then I got a job there.
Wow.
That's great story.
Thank you for sharing. That's your life story.
That's my life story.
Wow. What's up next?
Up next, we have a song that Sarah loves.
Okay.
Just talking about
it. Love this song, Breakfast at Tiffany's by Deep Blue Something. If anyone watched that show Everything Sucks on Netflix, which I think people watched, I really enjoyed it. This song featured prominently in that show. I did not know this song before that show, but after I watched it, I could not stop singing this song, and I really love it. And it just reminds me of spring and sunny days, which is today. It really has nothing to do with the theme, but I just think more people need to hear this song.
Yeah, I think part of the theme is to like deviate from the theme,
right? Like, do new things,
doing our own thing.
Oh, so
don't
true.
Understand us,
so
through being
it
cool.
does go with the theme.
It does go with
take
the
theme. That
anti-theme theme.
Exactly. Anyway, here's Breakfast at Tiffany's by Deep Blue Something.
Yep.
You'll say, got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us, still I know you just don't care. She said, I think I remember the film, and as I recall, I think we both kinda liked it, and I
that was Water Turns Back by Cloud Nothings. Mm. Another amazing song that, like, maybe it fits with the theme somehow, but, like, you know, if you have some interpretation of it, any of you listeners, please, you know, let me know. I also just love that song, and I think more people need to know it. That's my hot take on that. Thank you very much for listening.
It's a good song. Yeah, thank you so much for listening today, everybody.
We really appreciate it.
Back on that grind. Tuesday, every Tuesday, 2 p.m. And don't forget, this is the Granola Girls that you are listening to on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, ma'am.
Straight bars right there. That was written on a piece of paper.
Yes, it was. Georgia was reading that off of a piece of paper. We're going to end with a song that really fits the theme for today in general and, you know, new beginnings, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, this little band that we never, ever talk about. You've probably never heard of them. They're called Hippocampus.
Yeah, little band.
Yeah, just a little indie alternative band.
Yeah.
They have this really fun song called Tuesday, and it's a Tuesday today.
It is a Tuesday today, and it's going to be a Tuesday next week when you hear from us again.
Yes, it is. So this is just our anthem.
This is our anthem.
This is our album.
This is our album.
Well, this album is our album forever, for all time. But this song is our anthem for this semester.
Yep.
Tuesday.
So, see you next week.
On Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Yep. Yep,
yeah,
thank you.
Let's play the song.
Yep.
Sometimes it's the best day of my life.